What is the greatest gift a fan has given you?
Other than knickers and bras, I suppose, you'd have to say. You'd have to say the fact that they love us.
Echo and the Bunnymen frontman Ian McCulloch's been receiving the gift of loving fans, and sometimes their bras and knickers for just over 30 years. It was 1978 when Ian, guitarist Will Sargent, and Les Pattinson formed the band in their home city of Liverpool. And 3 decades later, the now legendary post-punk band have released their 11th studio album, The Fountain. This is Take 5 from WFUV. It can be hard to separate Echo and the Bunnymen from their success in the 80s, when their darkly beautiful sound and gothy looks made them post-punk icons, and they had songs on the soundtracks of 2 also iconic indie teen movies, Pretty in Pink and The Lost Boys. But there's more. After a late 80s split, the band reformed in the late 90s, and since then, they've put out 4 albums. Their latest is The Fountain, and critics are calling it sweeping, epic, and chest-swelling. But as much new stuff as they might put out, any conversation with Echo and the Bunnymen's Ian McCulloch is going to have to address one issue from the past, and when he talked with Ian in our studios, the alternate side's Demos faced right up to that issue.
You still rock the great hair. You still look fantastic. But who's got the best 80s hair? Let's go back. This is from
me. There was no Kaja Gugu or Howard Jones. You're like me.
Oh, my God. No, because my hair, it was just a fluffy little thing initially. I think through the years, if I didn't get a cut, it just grow, obviously it would grow, but and then I'd need to stick it up with more and more spray in it, and it looked wrong. But the early days when it was just like a ball of fluff was the best thing.
Under blue moon I saw you, so soon you'll take me up in your arms to leave to beg you. Cancer, though I know it must be killing time, unwillingly mine. Fate up against you, we're here through the thick and thin. He will wait until you give yourself to him.
During the recording, I kept saying to the engineer, producers, whoever was in the room, it was like, this feels like a debut album, you know, because the energy off it, off even the slower tracks have got a kind of an intensity to them that you could say was energy, you know. There was nothing lazy put in. With any song, I'd probably say, can we hear what it sounds like a little bit faster? You know, when we were putting the stuff down. And it seemed to have paid off to actually, rather than just settle on a tempo and a groove, so I kind of wanted it to sound a bit more thumping, and, you know, there's a lot more bottom end than on previous recent records anyway.
Slip by the mountain of rivers we cross. Dreamt of the fountain and the coin that we tossed. Now I'm just counting dreams that were lost. One coin in a fountain is all that it cost. Is that all it cost? I followed the old, swallowed the sea. I buried emotion I couldn't set free.
Echo and the Bunnymen's Ian McCulloch live with The Fountain and The Killing Moon. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.